Blog Talk Radio.
That's what's up. It's Big Mouth and J2. Yeah, that's what's up. We talk about entertainment and news and such. Yeah, that's what's up. That's what's up. We talking about entertainment and news and such. It's Big Mouth and J2. Yeah, that's what's up. Yeah.
What up, y'all? It's your girl,
What's
Big Mouth.
And J2. And that's what's up.
Hey, J2, what's going on?
Oh, man, everything under the sun. How you doing, Big Mouth?
Okay, for real. Today was hectic, man.
You active today.
I made it by 5:30. 6:30 Eastern time. I just got home.
Okay, so you've been running all morning.
Man, I'm trying to get placed on a kidney transplant list.
Okay.
But the people who took me in last year don't take my insurance anymore. So now I got to run around and call people and see who takes my insurance so I can start going through the process again.
Okay. Well, everybody, all the listeners, let's throw some prayers towards Big Mouth, man, so we can get this done, okay?
Okay. I'm just
y'all send them prayers. Y'all send them prayers out.
So, well, shout out to everybody out there in China, Brazil,
well,
Alaska,
AKA
Los Angeles,
LA,
Texas,
TX,
and DC, and Atlanta.
ATL.
Did I say Chicago? I didn't even say Chicago.
You didn't say the
Chicago. I know, isn't that crazy?
Chirac.
Shout out to everybody. We want to thank y'all for putting up with our shenanigans on here.
Really?
And, you know, we just be talking about whatever we talk about. The number is 563-999-3477 for those who are listening that want to call in. If you don't, that's okay, because I like my own company, and I don't mind talking to J2.
Already, I don't mind talking to Big Mouth. Y'all chime in, say what's up, leave a comment, say something about the show. Chime in.
Okay. And Josh, let me start by saying
okay.
My condolences to the family of Malice of Dallas. He's a legend out there in Dallas. Fine clothing. He the finer things in life, like real talk. He introduced me to some people that I never in life thought I would even ever be around.
Wow.
He taught me about the finer things in life. He hung out at Gigi's, all that stuff. So my condolences go out to his family. He will be missed out there in Dallas. And Shirley Barnett here in Evanston. Her family and Nene. I just want to give a shout out to those people's family. My condolences to everyone. So that's what's up.
That's what's up. Condolences to their families, man. It's just been crazy these last couple of years. So.
Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. As it's ever.
You know, tomorrow is not promised to us, so we have to live life.
It isn't. To tell people that, but you know, they still just don't get it. They just take it for granted. And almost having lost my life, or actually have lost it for a few minutes, and they brought me back, I'm understanding now the value of life.
Right, right.
And people.
What did you experience?
Even more so than what I had already done. But,
right.
You know, like you said, it's not guaranteed.
No, it's not. It's one for us to live and live it to the fullest, and one for us to die. So this is all we got.
That's all we got. Well, on that note, let me cut to a commercial real quick, and then we'll come right back.
All right.
Chit-chat a little more.
Yeah, no.
Okay.
Okay.
I don't know about y'all, but I'm ready to eat. You know I'm a foodie. I'm about to head on down to Horse and Dickey's at 7905 MLK Highway in Glenarden, Maryland. You want to eat? You want to eat?
All right. Shout out to Tank out there in Glenarden, Maryland at Dickey's.
Okay.
The love of my life. He will always be the love of my life.
Oh, Tank.
Tank.
Not
okay.
Tank.
No, by no means. Not Tink. Tank. He got the real deal, holy feel.
Five or six kids.
So you know he ain't shooting bullets. And his brother is still out there laying it down because he about, what, 60-something? He just had a baby 2 years ago. So long story short, shout out to the Hagler's out there in Maryland. You know I love you guys, and I thank you for supporting me and what I do.
All right.
So what's been going on? Nothing crazy?
Oh, man, let me tell you what. My week has been eventful, Big Mouth. Let me start off with this. I worked the Lady Gaga concert in Dallas, Texas yesterday. Oh, it was crazy. Tuesday. It was crazy. Lady Gaga had a good show. But she had the crowd so mad because she didn't come on at 7:30. She had them wait to 9:45 to do the show.
Oh, she pulled the Erykah Badu.
Oh, she did that, for real.
Oops, I didn't mean to say that.
She did it. What? Oh, man. Oh, wow.
But
you know what? She's a business lady, too, so, you know, I can understand her business standpoint on that. You know, hey, you know, make some money for the stadium. Also for, you know, her show. But her tickets were averaging $104 to $150. So these people waiting for her. Huh?
That wasn't bad.
No, it wasn't bad, but she put on a good show. The crowd was crazy. You can imagine, Big Mouth. You can imagine. Everybody came out in dresses.
Oh, no.
Yes. Oh, man. And
Money
you know
Waters
what I mean.
Had
well, you know
a
what?
Show this
what
past
love,
weekend. But... Shout out to Money Waters out there in Dallas.
Money?
He had a show out there.
Oh, he had a show, Muddy Waters, and I didn't know about it.
I don't even live there anymore, and I seem to know what's going on out there. You know, Lady J no longer works for K104.
Right. So
she
what happened?
They said that she's been there for 19 years.
Right.
20 years. So she's moving on. She's ready to move on.
Right. It's time for a change.
Remember, because she started with Skip Cheatham.
Skip Cheatham. Mm-hmm.
So, big up to Lady J. You will definitely, girl, be missed.
Definitely be missed. Oh, she's going up. She's moving on up.
Moving on up to the east
to
side.
To the east side.
Let's see, what else? What's been going on? So it looks like the Russians are putting the world on the brink of radiation catastrophe.
Okay, they trying to pull out the nuclear ace in the hole?
Well, I think they're messing with the Ukrainians' nuclear site, or whatever they call that.
Mm-hmm. Nuclear facilities.
Yeah. So I think they've been testing, like shooting over there and stuff. And so, but if they hit that, that's going to cause so much issues.
So much damage, all in Ukraine, even across the world.
That'll
devastate that whole part of the world. And also the nuclear fallout will affect, you know, anybody that's in the vicinity. It's crazy, man. Everybody's on edge right now.
They are. It's ridiculous.
No.
Yeah, they are. And then, Mimi got paid to go away.
What's that?
From Real House of Atlanta. Have you been watching that, or do you even look at that?
Well, you know, Roxy, she loved watching that. You know, that's her thing. So they paid Nene to go and get up off the show. Get your ass off the show.
I don't blame her. You got to pay me, my hunchie.
Yeah.
Give me
and,
mom
didn't
money.
Didn't Nene and someone else start the show?
Yeah, she was on the originals.
Right.
So last year, Andy, what's his name, took her off the show, and I don't know. So, but they had to pay
her. Wow. How you gonna take somebody off the show that originated the show?
Easily. They did it.
Wow, that is crazy.
I don't really watch that. Because I don't really have cable, so I don't get to watch all that stuff.
Well, you know, you can stream
in real
time.
I have to watch it like a delayed thing I watch. And the girl, I know I'm jumping topics, but it's just all the stuff that's in my mind. You know, my mind. But the girl who got urinated on back in the day by Kel.
Ari.
She was 14 at that time.
Ari
right?
Kelly beat on a 14-year-old girl. Okay.
Yeah, well, you know, that's a question I hear a lot. Don't go there, but it's a question I hear a lot. And I'm like, no. But anyway, so she was 14 when that happened. So you know he's on trial in Chicago right now.
I thought they already gave him a sentence.
The Chicago, now New York was the last one he just left from.
Oh, wow.
So
they're
now he's on trial in, oh, yeah. He should just sit down and shut up. But anyway, her parents had to, well, she's on trial with R. Kelly talking about what went on and whatever. Well, back in the day, her parents were the ones who kind of pushed her off on Kelly. And I'm just trying to be correct about all this. And so, but now they're feeling bad about that.
So they're feeling real bad. So they pushed her towards
Kel. Oh, no. You know what?
What's up?
I done did something over here. And it
said. What you doing? You cooking over there with something? What you doing?
I don't know. It told me I had 38 seconds.
38 seconds to do what?
For us right now, we'll see if it clicks off on us, it clicks off on us. If it doesn't.
I rebuke you, devil. I rebuke you in the name.
What did I do?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no. Well.
Say it fast before I hang up.
Oh, no. We're just going to keep talking. If it don't shut off on us, then it don't shut off.
Well,
let's see.
Hello. Are we still here?
Yeah.
We are still in the building.
Okay, let's see how long we can hang on with that. So,
okay, now, Big Mouth, I heard some good news for you. I heard some good news. I heard you had gained some more weight. Girl, you trying to get thicky slim on me?
Yeah, I'm trying.
Well,
I'm at 124 pounds. And 7 ounces. Heck, this time last year, I think I weighed, I was real, real skinny.
Okay.
I look like a bok bok chicken, bok bok chicken head.
You'll never be a chicken head, Big Mouth. You'll never be that.
Well, that's what I was looking like. Hey, yeah. Did you hear about those dudes out in Australia? They play soccer.
No, what happened?
Hello?
Yeah.
Well, they are in trouble because they got caught at this bar. It was four guys all together, right?
Okay.
Two from different teams. They had a bet, and the two that lost had to do what they bet on. Right. The bet on was slobbing.
Say again.
Nah.
Did I hear that correctly?
Yes, you did. Knob slobbing.
Knob slobbing.
So, and these are men.
Oh, no. Oh,
yes.
That's not a bed. That is, come on.
They got video on it, and they were down bobbity, wobbity. So now they in trouble, all four of them.
Oh, my God. Oh, that is so... you know what? What are these people coming to these days? So, okay, if you lose the bed, then you got to slob the knob.
Swab it.
No. We got a bed. Who would agree with that? Slob the
exactly.
knob. Come on.
And why would you even, I don't even know. I don't know if this is working, Josh, but we shall see.
Oh, my God.
I know, Nick Rose.
Oh my goodness!
Azealia Banks
has got
a reality show.
Yeah,
we're
going to
be having one. With her crazy self. I wonder how that's going to turn out.
Yeah, that's going to be crazy. We'll see. We'll see what's going on. Hey, have you heard about?
What?
Have you heard about the basketball player in Russia? Have you heard any updates about Ms. Griner? Ms. Griner,
well,
you know they're trying to give her like 10 years.
You asked me that question.
Huh?
Because.
Okay.
Dennis Rodman, he always just seemed dirty to me. I don't,
okay.
He may not be, but it's just all the tattoos and the piercings.
The hair
and
color,
I've got.
The crusty lips.
I've got my fair share of. You know, piercing.
Right.
But and he just has always looked very dirty to me. Remember when he used to run that club down there in Texas, in Dallas?
Yes.
Oh, what's the name? I used to work for it.
Dale Sanders was Prime Time. We're not talking about Dale Sanders. We're talking about Dennis
Rodman. We're not talking about Prime Time. No.
Okay.
Well, anyway, Dennis, he was going to play Captain Saver, I want to get saved. He was going to fly out to Russia and bring Britney back and save Britney until the U.S. government said, nah, my ninja. Sit down where you are and be quiet.
Yes. Dennis, please take you and your blonde and orange and blue hair somewhere, please.
Okay.
Yeah,
so
sit your ass down, Dennis.
Not doing it. What did he do?
So
he was Mr. Things. He was Mr. Saver, you know.
Mm-hmm. Captain Saver, he tried to go Saver. But you know what? That's from another basketball player to another basketball player. You can't deny that Dennis Rodman was one of the best rebounders in the league, and he's from Dallas, Texas. So.
Oh, I know it. I met him. I know him. But I still, he always was just grungy to me. He was just, he may not have been, but that's how
what
he
appeared. What you talking about? Look like he's like, you need to take a shower or something?
Yeah.
Did he just take a shower in a whole week? Take a shower, man. Dennis, I love you, though. I still love you, Dennis.
Oh, we
still
all
do.
Still
love you, so, man. You know, Dennis had Dennis Robin had a construction company that's out here in Dallas, too.
Yeah, I know that. I remember that.
Yeah. It's still big. It's still big.
That club that I used to work at that me and that girl, the Hunt girl, used to own.
Uh-huh.
You know the Hunt?
Did he yeah, the Hunt. Yeah, I remember the Hunt.
They had the trailers and all everything.
Right.
You see them everywhere.
Yeah.
Well, he used to mess around with the daughter back in the day.
Okay.
And, yeah.
Because no.
She used to smoke cigars, and I used to be like, ew, I couldn't. My thing about smoking cigars is, especially them big stogies, it's more to me like a fellatio thing for men to watch women pulling
smoke
on that big ass cigar.
Right.
And you know, cheap cigars make your breath smell like booty.
Make your whole body smell like that. But see, because I'm definitely not a cigar smoker. I do love the Bob Marley, the ganja boy. But cigars, I just can't get into it. I know that's a status thing, I believe, right?
Yeah,
smoking
cigars
is supposed to be a status thing.
Now
but
everybody
I just
smokes cigars.
I can't do it. I'm just not with the trend or the fads. I definitely don't go with trends or fads. Definitely.
You know, Fly said the other day, he was like, girls who smoke Black and Mild, which I don't like because,
okay.
Like I said, things like those make your breath stink like booty. But
and it hurts
he
your
had
chest
a point
like crazy.
To this. He was like,
okay.
If a girl smokes Black and Mild, or even a guy, they like to fight. They're crazy.
That you might have some truth to that. There may be
think
some truth to that. Ladies, chime in. If you believe that smoking Black and Milds, BLKs and all of that, that you will fight. Chime in and let us know about that because I want to hear what you say.
If he was like, I'm not having nothing to do with nobody with that smokes Black and Milds, he said, I'm not talking down about you. He said, but y'all crazy.
Look, Big Mouth, let me tell you something. Okay, this is what I say. Okay, look, I like my cigarettes. Okay, I smoke cigarettes every now and then. A whole pack will last me about a week. But when you down to your last little few dollars and you like, should I buy a whole pack of cigars for $10, which is that's the going rate, $9 to $10, or do I buy me a pack of BLKs or Black and Milds for like $1.50? Which one you gonna go with? Especially if you're trying to save some money.
Well. Cigarettes out here.
So you
want here,
to get a little smoke on with a little drink or something?
Are off the chain. A pack
yeah.
of cigarettes.
Think about it.
The cheapest pack of cigarettes out here.
In Chicago,
are
what's
$12 to $15.
No, I'm not giving Newport my money. I'm gonna buy me a
sack.
That's
what I. That's what
give
I
me some
used
blunt
to say.
And have a good day.
Well, that's what I used to say, and that's what it's been lately.
I would not spend $10 to $12. That's what the going rate down here is for a pack of Cools is $8. For a pack of Newports, it's about $9.80. About $9.80.
I'm gonna tell my friend Miss Cappuccino to get me a little box together from out there because this expensive out here.
Right, send you a couple of cards or something. You know what I'm saying? Get a couple
okay.
of cards. You know what I'm saying? Because that's the cheapest.
One, two packs is about a carton from out there.
That's what I'm saying. So, you know what? I'd rather smoke the good than the bad.
Well, that's what I do. Good.
The good.
You know, it's legal out here.
Elevation. Well,
did you hear me?
You know they're trying to pass a law that it could be legal in Texas, but they're still having a battle. But everybody in Austin, they are just pushing it. So we'll hear something about
it
probably in April.
It's legal
they said
out here.
Gonna make
Yeah.
And you know what's crazy?
Okay.
I said that I wouldn't, I'm not going to those little brick and mortar establishments. I don't care if John Belushi's brother owns the store. I don't care because there are men, black men, who are locked up for selling weed.
Yeah.
All these years, and they're still locked up.
Okay, don't they say when they change the law? Okay, go ahead.
I'm not going to go. I don't go to the stores out here and buy that.
Okay.
I'm not doing that. I'm buying edibles from them. I'm not buying weed from them. I'm not paying for your brick and mortar. I'd rather go up the way where JoJo.
Yeah, JoJo already, right? Yeah.
And I already know where that money's going to, and I know what it's going to be used for. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going up to to the Galleria or North Park if they had those stores up in there like they do out here.
Yeah,
they got them all over the place.
And get you some design. Right, get you some design or whatever, just because somebody put their name or Snoop Dogg put their name on it or. Not Snoop Dogg, because he's like, I'm sorry, we're going to support you. We're going to support
you. I go see Ray Ray and JoJo.
Yeah, we're going to Ray Ray.
Because I know what I'm getting, and I know what the money's going for, and that's that.
Ray Ray probably got keys. He probably got a couple felonies or something. You never know.
You
know what I'm saying? He just
trying to survive. Why would I give John Belushi's brother my money when I can go up and see Ray Ray?
Yeah, I'm going to High Heels right there.
Man,
right on
they got so nice.
Right.
And the prices are so nice, too. I go up the street, and I get my edibles. And matter of fact, there's a girl out here. She can make, shout out to Jane Blaze, because Jane Blaze ain't playing. Jane Blaze is the name. Jane Blaze, she having cotton candy.
What?
She has grapes.
You need to send me some. I need some cotton candy. I need some cotton candies.
She has macaroni and cheese. She does food. Like she can fuse a man.
Buttering.
I was like, I'm going to invite people over to eat, and I'm going to have her fix the meal. And if it's any good, if they keep eating all night, we know it's working.
They're going to be like, oh, what's going on? What's happening? Oh, man, I feel good.
Okay.
Man.
So I guess I'm going to try to see if I can get another commercial out. I guess this is working. I don't know, Josh or J2.
Okay. All right. You know what?
Hey,
we're doing good right now. I'm just enjoying my conversation with my friend, my bestie.
We're going to do a commercial. I'll be right back.
All right. That's what's up.
I look fly and I look good. I just went down and got me some new stuff down there at TripleDGear.com. Dallas's own TripleDGear.com. So if you want to look fly or if you want to look good, make sure you stop on over to TripleDGear.com. Oh, I look fly. I look good.
Shout out to the Vato, Triple D in the house.
Whoa.
Oh, you know, they had a show. Dang, all these shows I'm missing. They had a show, a Triple D show last week with QP. QP. He was in it. Yeah, it was nice.
Yeah.
You know, QP is doing such wonderful things now.
Yeah.
For the community, for the environment, for the kids, and... I'm very proud of him. He does a lot of stuff like with the farmer's market down there and everything. And he grows stuff. And it's really good things that he's doing. He's doing really good stuff with the community, and I'm proud of him. He's been getting all kind of accolades that he's been getting for what he's doing. So just keep doing what you're doing, my brother.
Still busy.
I'm proud of
you. You know, that's a big thing in Dallas, you know, like Kroger. Have you seen that Kroger's commercial when it said, yeah, we're going to the locals, you know, if we, you know, we're promoting
local
growers.
No, I don't see ain't no Kroger's out here. They got Kroger products,
well,
but ain't no
Kroger
out here.
Okay, you know, they play that commercial all the time in Dallas, but it's a real big thing out here. You know, they have farmers markets where they are going to, you know, supporting local farmers and growers. If you got a little plot of land, if you have a big backyard and you're just using a 4x4, you know, square inch of yard, you know, just to grow a couple of tomatoes or cucumbers or whatever, they're really doing that. So QPZ, he's doing a great thing.
Wonderful. I like to see all my kids as they've grown up and matured and what they've all branched into. I'm so proud of them.
All righty. Well, thank you.
So,
thank you. Thank you.
So Wendy Williams is out there looking, I hate to say it, crazy.
Crazy.
You know, the Wells Fargo took over ownership of her money and has somebody overseeing it and all this craziness. Well, they tried to say that her son used her card for like $100,000 or something, her Amex card. Yes.
Boy, I'm gonna whoop your ass.
Well, no, he's the heir to everything. He's the heir to everything.
Right.
But
right.
This is what's funny. Her lawyer is also Kevin's lawyer, her ex-husband.
Okay.
So the judge said, you can't talk to Wendy. You can't discuss nothing with Wendy because they felt that Kevin, the ex-husband, was in cahoots with this lawyer in trying to get money.
Yes, because it's a, not a conflict of
interest.
Yeah, a conflict of interest because he might have influence on what the lawyer you might say to Wendy to try to get her to do something. You know what I'm
exactly.
saying?
Exactly.
But she needs to get her own lawyer.
Or something.
She needed to do that when once she had an ex.
Really
she needed to have her own lawyer.
Her best interest, she
right.
would have hired another lawyer to take her place.
Right.
But she didn't do that.
See,
so
that's what
a mess
I'm talking
over
about.
There, man. She looking crazy.
That's
her legs. Oh my God!
Ooh.
Have you seen her?
For a long time, I thought Wendy Williams was a man. I don't know. I thought she was a man. With
I don't know why she got them that done either, because that don't look right. She's top heavy. She ain't got no back.
She looks like she's going to fall over.
Okay, wobbly-bobbly.
Yeah, look, she got flotation devices on her chest.
But they don't fall down.
you throw it in the river, she'll float.
I don't know what makes her think that's cute.
I don't know why. That was not cute. That was not.
Most people wouldn't know them nowadays. Most people try to do it proportionally, where your top and your back, so you can weigh yourself down.
Make it fit.
She's not her.
No, it's not.
God bless Wendy Williams. I hope that everything works out for her. You know, I don't know what's going on over there, but it looks like it's a big mess.
Yeah. Okay. What did the son spend the money on?
Big crazy. Falling asleep at the Louis Vuitton store. Or the Gucci store, huh?
He did what?
Yeah, she fell asleep. She fell asleep for like 4 hours.
What?
Yes. They spotted her downstairs in the lobby of her apartment building, which is a really nice luxury apartment, barefoot and in a robe.
What was she on?
Exactly. Who walks around New York with no shoes on but somebody crazy? I don't care if
you
it
know
is your apartment.
The crack kills.
I think they said her problem is alcohol.
Oh,
that's what they
said. Yeah, that'll do it to you, too.
And then, you know, all of a sudden she was married. I'm married now.
Yeah. You know, all of a sudden she was married, drunk and then married, bam.
Okay, all of a sudden. But it's I don't know. It's just craziness. It's just,
I love you. Oh, you put it down so good. I'm going to marry you. Okay.
And he's a policeman, supposedly, allegedly.
Oh, he's
bless
a policeman?
Her. I just pray for her and hope that things
get better.
Lord
bless Wendy. Bless the Lord. Bless her. Reduce the titties. Reduce the titties, Lord.
That's what she need to be doing. That's what she doing. She does. She should just cut off some of that stuff. And you know what?
Yeah.
Sherry Shepherd is the same way to me. Because she looks top heavy. She's
that's
little bitty lady
why do that to
with these big poofy puffs on her chest and don't got nothing in the back.
That's what I'm saying. You know what? Go to the gym. Follow the white girls doing the Brazilian butt lifts and exercise that to get you some ass. If you're going to get some titties, get some ass. Put some ass in there. You know what I'm saying?
You go look at yourself in the mirror and say, oh, that's pretty. That's how I want to look. Just like that. No acetal.
No acetal. You know what I'm saying? You can get that over the counter.
Okay.
So,
they got underwear you can put on.
You know what I'm saying? Or something. Make it look good. Put a little lump in it. Make you got a little bumpy bump. You know what I'm saying?
Lump to the trunk.
Don't look like
you're
just
going to
fall over.
Remember
titty
that song? Trunk to the bump. Trunk to the bump.
Yeah. You got to put the bumps in the bump. Trunk to the hump. Well,
yeah, whatever it was. I know I'm singing
bump,
it wrong, but that song.
Bump in the yo. We need to play that one.
And then I am so happy for this. I think this is the 7th time since COVID, but Biden has relieved student loans. He put them on hold again.
Tell me about it. Tell me about it so I can get my butt back in school because I've been working on that right now. Thank you for mentioning that because I've been working on that all summer, Big Mouth.
Well, don't get too excited because at some point they're going to start charging people on these loans again. But right now, stopped it.
Okay, for how long?
So, I don't know. This is the 7th time since, I guess, COVID that he's relieved it. So,
okay, so
how much longer it's going to be, I don't know.
Do you know the dynamic?
No, I don't.
So,
I don't want no loans, no more.
Okay, you know what? I'm going to look it up. So y'all follow me, too. Help me out with this, y'all. I'm going to look it up. I'm trying to get back in school, too. Y'all help me out, okay? Because I need to know. Who got the info? I'm going to go look it up.
He's trying to go to real school.
Yeah,
that go to school, that go to college, they going to jail. But you're not going to jail. You going to real school.
Yeah. I'm going to school. Not going to jail.
Five,
you know what going to jail
3977 is the number. If y'all listening, if y'all want to come in and talk to us, you're more than welcome.
Come on.
I don't even know if I'm still live anymore. I think it's just recording us. So
We can put it up on we can have the recording. You think it's still recording? I believe
it's still
recording,
but it's not on air. Not live.
It's not on air. So, ladies and gentlemen, if y'all hear this, we'll repost it. If it's not on air, we'll repost it.
563-999-3477 is the call-in number if you're listening. And, What did I do?
What'd you do? You did something else. Came out.
Yes.
What did you do?
I don't know.
Hey, can I say something else? Are you going to commercial or something? Are we going to commercial?
No. I don't.
Okay, guess what?
No.
You know who is my cousin that's in Chicago right now?
Who?
Kale from Good Burger. It's his birthday. So give a shout out to Kale. L. Mitchell. That's my first cousin.
Okay. I don't know
so
who
Mitchell
L. Mitchell
from
is.
Good Burger. Remember that movie, Good Burger?
No.
No, Good Burger. Everybody know Good Burger. Well, welcome to Good Burger. How may I help you? No?
Oh,
okay,
yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know what has happened here. But you know what?
Okay.
J2.
Don't freak out. Don't freak out.
Oh, I'm not. I just don't want to, I don't know what's going on here. Leave it to me to do something dumb.
No, you know
I
what?
Don't know what
trial and error is not dumb. Trial and error is not dumb. You know, we're just
Let's
trying to find
see.
Our way.
Nope.
I'm here for you. I'm your support team, okay? J2 is here to lift you up. Look over your shoulder, honey.
Lift me up. So I don't even know I don't know what's going on here, but I am not going to trip.
Don't trip. Ladies and gentlemen, thank y'all for following us. Once again, we trial and error. So we thank y'all for listening in while we're going through our ventures. See, because 10 years, watch this, 5 years from now, they're like, remember y'all just, we're going to be on TV in the next 5 years. So, you know, doing our own show.
Okay.
You know, and they're going to be like, remember when y'all was having technical difficulties?
We only actually have about maybe, I don't know, 10 more minutes.
Yeah.
I can't do a commercial. 10, 15
minutes. Okay.
And I can't play out anything because the switchboard is gone.
Okay, okay.
So that's what happened. I was like, what happened? What happened? What happened? So
what
we'll
had happened?
What happened? That's what Amir said.
What happened?
My boyfriend, Amir.
Amir.
Shout out to Amir. Shout out to Amari, the big O.
Okay, okay. Hey, shout out to the bike man. Shout out to Martel. Shout out to my boy D. You know, hustler extraordinaire. Got some big things coming, man. Who else? Shout out to Marcel Odom. I believe I talked to him just briefly. Shout out to Marcel.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I just hit him with my Shout out to Marcel, man. Who else did I meet this week, man? Oh, guess what's coming up? Duran coming up in Dallas. I will be there Tuesday. Duran coming. Let's see what else. Oh, Wu-Tang's supposed to be in Dallas sometime soon. So I know everybody needs to
go. Well, you know what? There's a new guy that I want you to check out. His
What's
name
that?
Is Brandon Watts. W-A-T-T-Z. Brandon Watts.
W-A-T-T. Oh, okay, it's not an S on it.
T-T-Z.
Oh, T-T-T.
W-A-T-T-Z.
Wow, Brandon Watts. What's up, man? You probably can't plug anyway.
Very nice. Trust me on that one. Trust me on there.
Okay.
All right, everybody. Well, you know, I done did whatever I did. Hopefully it's been recording. I'll find out later when I go back and review. I want to thank y'all. J2?
Yes.
You got some words?
Big mouth. Oh, yeah, man. Just keep your head up. I know everything is crazy. Hey, kids are going back to school. Y'all be safe. Get your grades up. A lot of kids are going back to college. Shout out to RJ and PV. Man, do your thing. Everybody in the HBCUs, hey, I know y'all gonna party, have fun, but get the education. Education is paramount. I really want to tell them that.
Oh,
man.
Most
go and get
definitely.
That degree.
The HBCUs, Howard University.
Yeah, I'm talking about the MEAC, the SWAC. Yeah, come on now, Jay, stay tonight.
Okay.
PB up in the house, TSU up in the house, you know. Who else do I want to give a shout-out to? Shout-out to all the people in Texas, man. Y'all keep your head up. Let's keep everybody in our prayers all over the U.S.
I hope you okay since the drought and now the rain that came through. But most thing I heard, everybody's doing okay. But it was a Bed Bath out there.
Yeah, it was. It was. The other day we had a flood, a flash flood warning. You couldn't even cross the street. You couldn't even cross the street here in Texas, in Dallas, Texas. It was real bad. We had mudslides. We never had a mudslide in Dallas. I've never heard of that.
Wow.
It was a big mudslide in Dallas, and 35 was shut down. I believe it was 35. Was shut down for a minute.
Yeah, I saw pictures of that.
Yeah,
crazy.
Yeah, it was bad. I mean, because all the rain just came all of a sudden. First, you know, we have 100 and some days worth of no rain, dried in the motherfucker, excuse my language. And then, boom, a whole bunch of rain just came through. So we needed it. God knows what we needed.
Well, all right, day two. Well, another successful call, I think.
I believe so.
I will know in about 30 minutes. But I want to thank everybody. Everybody. Thank you so much.
Hey.
And that's what's up, J2.
What's up, Big Mouth?
Love you.
Love you, too. Everybody, we love
Bye.
Y'all, too.
We love
Later.
Y'all, too.
And Zach, what's up?
Like the farmer said, the potato, plant you now, dig you later.
All right, dig you later.
That's what's up.
That's what's up.
Oh, Lord.